Reacting to a nearly empty public hearing on December 11th, Robinson joked that hopefully no news is good news, but he said they've done a good job with preparing the budget.
We've delivered on what we said we needed the tax increase for. We're spending about $4.5 million on road improvements and then another $1.5 million on increasing the operating budget, which has seven new positions, a net of seven, and three part-time, and providing some cost of living and merit increases for our employees, and doing it all within our means.
At Wednesday's public hearing, resident Ron Diker said his top priorities are the sheriff and road improvement, but Diker said Public Works hasn't seen much of an increase, and Public Safety's budget was only hiked by 7%. However, Robinson said Diker missed some things.
Public Safety, if when you consider it's like $10 or $12 million and you add 7% to it, it's a lot of money. And Public Works, I think the part that Ron was missing was that our capital budget for roads isn't in Public Works. So, you know, I don't know if it was his thought that we would all of a sudden have a lot more people working in Public Works. What we've portrayed as the need and believe the need to be is that we need to be rebuilding our roads on a sustainable cycle.
Tax increases for the county's municipal fund and service area number 6 were finally approved, but somewhat late in this year. Robinson said they're putting 2 years of funding, therefore, into the roads next year.
We're playing some catch-up in 2014 by kind of doubling up. We have monies that were the $1.4 million plus that was part of the tax increase in the municipal fund. We didn't spend that money in 2013 because of the lateness of the year. So we're going to spend that in, you know, 2 years worth basically plus next year. And there's a whole list of road projects.
Diker also complained that the staff around the county manager's office has grown, but Robinson said they did not add positions there. They moved them.
We have been short-staffed, and he's been moving people, not necessarily hiring new people, but realigning things so that we can meet the council's priorities of economic development, sustainability, and even good fiscal management. Mm-hmm. Having some help to, you know, it's pretty lean staff if you compare it with Park City or other local examples.
Diker said spending has increased for council under the 5-year council form of government. Robinson took issue with that.
We earn about a $30,000 package, and the chair gets a little bit more, and that rotates every year. And that's, you know, other than minor increases along with the rest of the county employees, there's been no change there. I think the council has wanted to make sure that there is some discretionary money that we can move forward on the strategic priorities that we have so that we can effectuate some change. But I don't think that it's due to the form of government. If we had three commissioners who had a strategy for how they wanted to move the county, they would do the same thing.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.